The fight for a veteran center to call their own began in 2006. 5 years later, the project was granted a Maui County building permit after permitting complications, a lawsuit against the county, protests, and jumping through bureaucratic hoops. The process left many local vets feeling betrayed by the government. And by the time construction on the building finally began 2 years ago, dozens of Molokai veterans hoping to see its completion had already passed away. Now, commander of the organization Molokai Veterans Caring for Veterans, Larry Helm, says he may become one of them. The Vietnam vet who spearheaded the new center is battling cancer. In a final push to complete the building, fellow veterans and community members held a fundraiser Saturday. With rising costs of labor and materials and thousands spent for the lawsuit, veterans say they were short on funds to complete construction. The 3,000-square-foot building will include a certified kitchen, meeting area, museum, and space for essential veteran services. Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard says, quote, "Uncle Larry's tireless work to bring these critical community-based services to Molokai is inspiring. Now, with the center so near completion, veterans and community members just hope Helm will be there to see it." For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Catherine Kluwet from the Molokai Dispatch.